With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Russia reportedly has provided Iran with information that could help Tehran strike American warships, aircraft, and other assets in the region.
The information comes from two officials familiar with U.S. intelligence on the matter. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt downplayed reports that Russia was sharing intelligence with Iran about U.S. targets.
That clearly is not making a difference with respect to the military operations in Iran, because we are completely decimating them.
Leavitt declined to say if President Trump had spoken to Russia's Vladimir Putin about the intelligence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. has issued a license that allows companies to do business with Venezuela's state gold mining company.
The move on Friday signals the administration's intent to exercise more control over Venezuela's natural resources. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum met this week in Venezuela with Acting President Delcy Rodriguez. He's also met representatives of more than two dozen U.S. mining and minerals companies. The license seeks to block people and firms tied to Russia, Iran, North Korea, and Cuba from doing business with Minervan. Bob Agner reporting.
A gun rights YouTuber in Texas who goes by the name AK Guy on social media has a clear path to the GOP nomination for Congress. After Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez ended his reelection campaign, Brandon Herrera had forced a May runoff but now carries the GOP mantle across an 800-mile patch along the border that was strongly Republican just 2 years ago. American employers unexpectedly cut 92,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate blipped up to 4.4%. The Labor Department reporting yesterday that hiring deteriorated from January when companies, nonprofits, and government agencies added a healthy 126,000 jobs across the board. This is SRN News. Scandinavia returns to paganism.
1,000 years ago, people in the region worshipped Odin and Thor. Now they're doing it again. In the Swedish town of Mokum, a pagan burial ground is being established. Money is also being raised for the construction of a pagan temple elsewhere. Christianity has been declining in Scandinavia faster than in other parts of Europe. Less than 3% of Danes attend church, and 15% of churchgoers in Sweden don't believe in Christ. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new report says Rhode Island Catholic priests sexually abused hundreds of children for decades. While church leaders minimized the scandal, Attorney General Peter Narana releasing the report after a multi-year review, finding that at least 75 clergy had molested more than 300 victims since 1950. The Attorney General says church officials agreed to hand over records but did not allow key people to be interviewed. The diocesan response says the report reflects its cooperation but misleads the public. This is SRN News. Oil price increasing and weak job report resulting in a down day on Wall Street yesterday.
The price of oil shot to its highest level since 2023 after surging again because of the war with Iran. A weak update on the U.S. job market knocked stocks lower to cap Wall Street's worst week since October. The S&P 500 dropped 1.3% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged by as many as 945 points before finishing with a loss of 453. That's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 1.6%. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump has predicted the destruction of not just college sports, but the entire collegiate system unless the industry is fixed quickly. Sports leaders joined the president yesterday at the White House summit, agreeing to fix that can only happen by raising more money to pay players. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.